This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. And now for coffee flavor Instant Postum, here's Bing Crosby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The opening tonight is Papa Loves the Mambo.
Papa loves Mambo. Mama loves Mambo. Well, look at him sway with it. Get so gay with it. Shout ole with it. Wow. Papa loves Mambo. Mama loves Mambo. Papa does great with it. Swings like a gate with it. He loses weight with it. Now he goes to. She goes pro. He goes fast. She goes slow. He goes left. She goes right. Papa's looking for Mama, but Mama is nowhere in sight. Papa loves Mambo. Mama loves Mambo. Heavenly fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow. Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo. Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba, 'cause Papa loves Mambo tonight. Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo. Heavenly fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow. Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo. Now don't play the rumba and don't play the samba, 'cause Papa loves Mambo tonight.
Ah, very nice, Bing. Now here's Gil and Drake.
Say, I wonder if you can remember when you were a little kid. You remember how much fun you had? You used to play and laugh and sing and so on with the other kids. But now, do you ever begin to wonder if you've outgrown fun? Well, you know, fun isn't just for kids or just for the rich. Fun is what keeps you feeling young and looking young, and you need it. But maybe you're missing out. Maybe you drag through the day, you lose your temper easily, and you're not sick, but, well, you're not well either. Well, you're not alone. There are an awful lot of people who feel that way. And they're missing out on fun, too, and they don't know why either. But your doctor would tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the human nervous system is caffeine. Would you like to feel right again? Switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to the new coffee flavor Instant Postum, available for the first time. Not a bit of caffeine, a sleepless hour, or a headache in it. You try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days and start having fun again.
Well, I have my little chamber music group ready here again with a standard that plays pretty good for a journeyman sea-level baritone like myself.
Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me never were as blue as their eyes, and she loves me. Would But what a sweeter surprise when she nestles in my arms so tenderly. There's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart, a song of love is taunting me. Melody haunting me, sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me. There is nothing more I can say.
Of course, none of us are superstitious. We just avoid walking on cracks because they hurt our feet. We avoid black cats because the sheen hurts our eyes. And if we spill salt, we throw some over our shoulder just to have a well-seasoned carpet. No, we're not superstitious. And to prove it, here we are today on February 2nd with a whole day dedicated to a superstition. Now, as everybody knows, of course, Groundhog's Day is dedicated to the premise that if we've had bad weather today, we'll have good weather for the next 6 weeks, and vice versa. Vice versa, in this case, being one sunny day followed by rain, hail, lightning, and thunder. Cats and dogs, and probably a rash of dismal dispositions. Now, did you ever stop to wonder how superstitions start? Well, this sun, go away and don't come out on Groundhog's Day idea was brought over here from England, and according to the grapevine, it came there by way of Germany. The Germans have a saying, the shepherd would rather see the wolf enter his stable on Badger Day than the sun. You see, over there it's Badger Day, and they look for the badger to look for his shadow. When the German immigrants came over here, they couldn't find any badgers where they settled, so they changed it to Groundhog's Day. Sort of wonder why they couldn't find any badgers, since one of the greatest concentrations of German immigrants was in and around Milwaukee, which is in Wisconsin. They call that the Badger State. Maybe that group was so busy making the stuff that made Milwaukee famous, they didn't have time to go out looking for badgers. Very industrious people, these Germans. Anyway, I think they made rather a good switch, because the groundhog, or the woodchuck, as he's known every day except February 2nd, is sort of a cute little rascal. In case you've never seen one, the groundhog, or woodchuck, is about 14 inches long with a thick brownish-gray fur and looks something like a toy bear. He's a native of North America, so while the idea came from overseas, we can claim the present-day symbol as 100% American. Groundhog's Day is a pleasant sort of a pastime, but sad to report, the groundhog is, well, he's just not too reliable as a guide to the weather. Our source for this charge of meteorological misinformation comes from a group that made a wholly unscientific but fun-filled study of the whole thing. The Slumbering Groundhog Lodge of Quarryville, Pennsylvania. This merry group of Lancaster County cut-ups was organized in the early part of this present century. On the morning of February 2nd, they all don silk hats, and carrying canes, they go into the fields seeking the burrow of a woodchuck. When one finds a burrow, he calls to the others, and they all assemble to await the awakening of the animal. They then watch his behavior, and then return to the village, where they interpret his actions and report them to the public. According to the records of the lodge, the woodchuck's prognostications have been verified by the weather 8 times, they've been indefinite 5 times, and they've been wrong 7 times since the observations began. Well, that's batting about 400, which is pretty darn good in baseball. I guess it's about par for amateur weathermen. I think which prompted me to put in an extra umbrella in the car this morning, just in case. A newer Groundhog's Day group has grown up at College of the Pacific. It's one of the fine schools on the West Coast. It's located up at Stockton, California. Some of the seniors at COP got together, and they decided that their college friendships were too good to let them die away with the passing years, as so many college friendships are wont to do. They decided that an exchange of gifts or greetings at Christmas time might well be lost in the multitude. So instead, they decided to exchange gifts or greetings on Groundhog's Day. So if you bumped into someone today who was muttering to himself, next year I'm just going to have to do my Groundhog's Day shopping early, well, he's not off his rocker or anything. Don't worry about him. He's probably a graduate of College of Pacific, and he's carrying out one of the newer and nicer customs of Groundhog's Day. Incidentally, for any of you COP grads who forgot those presents today and you're rushing out now, you know, records make a real nice little remembrance. For example, here's a tune I put on wax several years ago about Groundhog's Day time that you might find on the bargain counter of your local all-night record shop.
Love is just around the corner. Any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm such a sentimental mourner, and I could be forlorner when you keep me on a corner just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus. And what's more, you've got arms and how you use them, baby. Let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you.
And here again is Galen Drake.
You know, if you ask the average fellow, if he thinks he's a good man, he'll say, well, sure, I'm a good man. Say, I never hurt anybody in my whole life. Well, now, that may be so, but isn't it strange how we sometimes sin against ourselves? Of course, we take care of other things, the family, the job, and charities, but how about our own good health? Maybe you say, oh, I do pretty good, I eat fairly sensibly, and oh, a diet once in a while. I don't sleep so good, though. I feel a little dragged out now and then, but then, after all, I'm no kid anymore. Yeah, and maybe you're kidding yourself, too. Those little danger signals may mean that you're depending on the caffeine and coffee for that quick pickup. Now, your doctor would be the first to tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to new coffee flavor Instant Postum. No caffeine, no jumpy nerves, and can't keep you awake. Try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days, and you'll look better, feel better, and act better.
Now for a song, here's I Need You Now.
If I ever needed you, I need you now. I can't remember when I've ever been so blue. If I ever needed love, I need it now. I feel so all alone, I don't know what to do. No day or night goes by when I don't have my cry. I feel like I could die from wanting you. I can't ease my aching heart, but you'd know how. If I ever needed you, I need you.
That's it for now. Shall we meet again, same time, same place, tomorrow night? Good night, and thanks very much.
The Bing Crosby Show is transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful-tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. Try some soon. Enjoy new coffee flavor Instant Postum, and you'll enjoy your sleep. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.